News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government continues after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate Friday night.
Very sadly, we are on the precipice of a government shutdown. The majority leader only just allowed us to vote on a continuing resolution that he knew lacked the votes long before this hour. It's not just Democrats who oppose this CR. Several Republicans did as well.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer saying he tried to reach a deal with President Trump. He said this will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisanship. However, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has blamed the government shutdown on Democrats.
What we've just witnessed on the floor was a cynical decision by Senate Democrats to shove aside millions of Americans for the sake of irresponsible political games. The government shutdown was 100% avoidable.
Senators resumed debate today on a temporary spending bill. U.S. President, Vice President Mike Pence is on a trip to the Middle East with a first stop in Egypt today, followed by stops in Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Mr. Pence will be having meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi before flying to Amman, Jordan. He'll meet with King Abdullah there. Sunday afternoon, he then flies to Israel. Vice President is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. Mr. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since President Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's a move widely condemned by world leaders. This is VOA News. Beijing is now accusing the United States of violating China.